Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host, Meghna Chakrabarty, is on assignment today. It's hard to put a label on the Vermont Joy Parade. They hail from Burlington, and this collective features everything from a banjo to an accordion to a big bass fiddle to that guitar you're hearing right now. Their music has been described as an exuberant mix of old world jazz, country blues, Dixieland, and klezmer with overtones of vaudeville. Here they are in our studio live with their tune, Ain't It the Pits.
Oh, ain't it the pits when you ain't got nobody? Ain't it the pits when you ain't got no money? Tune on those chairs, honey. Spit those pits into the street. Oh, ain't it the pits when you ain't got nobody?
So much fun. That was the Vermont Joy Parade live in our studio with their song, Ain't It the Pits. It's off their album, New Anthem. And Vermont Joy Parade, welcome everybody to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much.
And let me just introduce Ben Aleshire. You're the band's trumpeter.
Yes.
I was going to ask you to introduce the rest of your band. There are, what, five other people in here?
Yeah, we got Benjamin Sprosberg over here on the banjo. We got Anna Pardenick on the guitar, and she's going to play a little accordion for you, too. And the clown notes, we've got Galen Cassidy Perry on the keys, a little bit of accordion, too. We got Daniel Fancher on the drum kit over there. Yeah. And Taylor Smith on the big bass fiddle.
All right. Well, tell me something, and I'm just going to ask these questions. Whoever is going to answer is fine with me, but tell me something about how you guys all came together. I understand you formed in 2009. In the beautiful town of Burlington, Vermont, there on the lake, on the shores of Lake Champlain. How did you all come together?
Well, it was a foggy night, Anthony, and we're all huddled underneath the church doorway there, and an organ was playing inside, and we all just knew that we were family. We decided to go on the road together.
And that was it. That sounded like a little bit of Prairie Home Companion.
There's extremely fertile music scene down there in Burlington. It's a tiny city, but there's this incredible hopping music scene, art scene. And so we all met through that. A bunch of us have been playing music for years. And so we decided to all take it on the road.
Speaking of taking it on the road, I'm reading that when you tour, you drive a bus that runs on vegetable oil.
That's right. Yeah.
Say your name.
Yeah, Benjamin Strasberg.
Benjamin Strasberg. Yeah. Right. Banjo, electric guitar, and vocals.
Benjineer. Okay. The Benjineer.
Good. So this. Tell us about this van that runs on vegetable oil.
Well, this is our third bus, actually, and we run it on dreams and rainbows, also. They say your dreams move faster when there's wheels beneath your bed.
And I guess you could say you've been turning garbage into beautiful music for a long time.
Right, exactly.
And vice versa sometimes.
Well, listen, why don't we hear another song? Tell us what you're going to play.
No, that's fine.
We said we weren't going to do this one. Galen.
Galen.
Galen. Whitman
and I were dating.
Oh, God.
We worked on this little number together.
I'm so sorry about this.
It's called Song of Myself. I wrote it about me for the erudition of those who don't know me well enough to know how great I am. And it's a true story based on cold hard fact.
All right. Vermont Joy Parade doing something that Walt Whitman wrote called Galen.
Yep, man Walt.
Very prolific.
All right. People all driving me insane, but I don't have the time to complain. And you may call it petty, you may call it vain, but I'd like to tie them down before an oncoming train. They call me in all hours of the night, the bitching, moaning, clutching, whining, fight. Well, they say I'd give anything to be just like you are, and my answer, well, so would I. Well, it's right, oh, so right. I make the others wish they'd stay mad. Well, it's right, oh, so right. I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. Never find another who's half the man as me. I'm the kind of fella they all want to be.
I fill them up with rage and jealousy.
Have a good look around, be sure to take your time. Seal the port of port, see just what you find. Turn over every stone, maybe jump every bone.
What's the better? Get used to
disappointment. Well, it's right,
also
right. I'm the greatest heart of history. Well, it's right,
also right.
This whole damn place exists for me. Well, I've dined with Sinatra on the finest at the Sands, and Count Basie asked me to conduct all his bands. I'm a landmine in the facts, I'm a roadblock in your plans, I'm the bomb up the of creation. Well, it's right, also right. I blow the others out of sight. Well, it's right, also right. I'm 100 tons of nitro. I am dynamite.
Fantastic. Vermont Joy Parade with Song of Myself.
They
they come from Burlington, Vermont. I made an attempt at sort of describing your sound. I've heard you guys, or I've read you guys describe it as suspender fusion.
Suspender fusion.
What is that?
Anything people in suspenders might play. That's right.
That's true. Now that I notice it, well, a couple of you have. Three of you have suspenders on. All right.
We're going through a suspender shortage right now. It's a recession. If anybody has any suspenders, they care to donate.
It's also a mockery of all the endless band, you know, / genre kind of things that are going on.
Okay. Yeah, I like it, though. Suspender fusion. It incites the imagination. So tell me about when you guys were touring Europe in 2011, you had a chance encounter with actor-cum-rockstar Jared Leto. Now, for listeners who don't know who he is, he's actually a one-time television teen idol, movie star, lead singer of the band 30 Seconds to Mars, and that encounter changed your guys' fortunes in a big way. Am I right?
That's right. It was fate. It was fate. The stars aligned, and it brought Jared Leto to us.
Jared Leto!
And he saw us busking outside in the street in Mauer Park in Berlin, and he liked us so much that he decided to take us on tour in these giant stadiums, which was a very surreal experience for us.
Played for 15,000 14-year-olds. It was phenomenal.
But seriously, from busking in the streets to 15,000 people stadiums, I mean, that must have been something.
Yeah, it's kind of the classic story. It was wonderful.
Just another day at the office for us.
Now, on this latest tour, you guys have been playing new material from your forthcoming album, which I understand is going to be recorded in Vermont sometime soon, next month. Is
September 14th, in fact.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Fanny, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, you mean the song we're about to play?
Yeah.
Or just all of our new
material? Or the album that's coming.
Tell us about each one individually.
Well,
alphabetically, though.
We are really excited about a lot of new material that we've been working on. And yeah, it feels really good. The genre expansion.
Now, Anna, let me tell you, ask you, on this tour bus with all these exuberant lads, what's it like being the only woman in this band?
Oh, it's great. I love it.
All right. Only woman on. I don't know what we're doing.
I think we're going to ask you to play us out one final song. What's it going to be?
It's called Home Is in My Breast.
Home is in my breast, and this is the Vermont Joy Parade. Everyone, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
A lot of fun.
We're moving in.
All right. We're happy to have you any day of the week. And we'll let the Vermont Joy Parade play us out today. They play tonight at Johnny D's in Somerville and Thursday night at Store 54 in Alston. For details, go to radioboston.org. And that's our program for today. Radio Boston's a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.